The shocking rates of gender-based violence occurring in South Sudan have been largely attributed to the conflict and the patriarchal systems that reinforce the dominance of men and boys over women and girls in almost all aspects of public and private life. Well, so what does it take to eliminate violence against women? Well, World Vision is working in communities across South Sudan to change deeply entrenched attitudes that perpetuate gender-based violence and inequality.
And joining us on the program this morning to discuss World Vision's approach to tackling gender-based violence is Gabriel Genge, who is World Vision Protection and Gender-Based Violence Coordinator in South Sudan. What are the key facts about gender-based violence in the country at the moment?
Gender-based violence is one of the most critical issue in the country. The magnitude is so big, but the numbers are very unclear, but an estimate of 65% of women and girls have suffered abuse, and then 2 out of 6 women or girls are married off before they are 18 years old. And so World Vision has been so much working towards changing the attitude and the behavior towards the same.
Right. Now, Genge, you've been giving us the statistics of how many girls and women have been subjected to gender-based violence. And when they are, they lose their power, dignity and pride and suffer physical and emotional trauma. So have you come across such cases, and what interventions has the World Vision put in place to support the victims of gender-based violence?
World Vision has a systems approach towards gender-based violence. We work with boys and girls, women and men, partners, community, and faith-based organizations to tackle the underlying root causes of gender-based violence. Yes, such cases have been brought to our desk, yes. And World Vision has always been able to do preventive measures before these issues happen through our community awareness, engaging faith-based organizations. And a live story is like, let me talk of a girl who around Juba came to us, and then she has been suffering this kind of abuse from her intimate partner, because to tell you, Sebit William, intimate violence suffered from intimate partners is always just ignored
sometimes at the police stations.
Yes, it is ignored.
Yes.
It's like these are family issues, you can solve it. This woman says whenever she does anything wrong, her husband relates her to her mother and say, look at you, your mother did not bring you up well. But when she does something good, she said, well, okay, he says, well, your father was a strong man. You can look at the magnitude of gender inequality in South Sudan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Earlier at the beginning, you did mention something that I would like us to a little talk more about it. And you did mention about change of attitude, you know. So how important is changing attitudes for, you know, men particularly towards women and girls important in issues of addressing gender-based violence?
Well, gender-based violence, the survivors of gender-based violence are not only women, but
most often women, though.
Most often it's women who suffer most.
Indeed.
But men, we engage men in our activities. Like I said before, we don't work, World Vision doesn't work in isolation. We engage both men and women in our preventive measures, where we raise awareness, where we train them, we empower them through workshops and trainings. And like I said, we engage faith-based organizations. Like if you look, Sebit William, in South Sudan, each and everyone is attached to a certain church or a mosque. where he or she prays from. And so when we engage these faith-based leaders, they are able to relate some gender inequalities issues with Bible verses where people are educated on trying to treat women equally and then fighting these stereotype.
Mm-hmm. Right, and finally, just before we let you go, well, as we speak right now, I believe there's a woman out there or a girl out there who is going through an abuse. So where can such kind of people get help from?
Thank you so much. Like I said, when we engage boys and girls, we empower them through our, like, we run child-friendly spaces. Mm-hmm. To bring it to the change of attitude that Sebit William talked about before, we are trying to instill into this young generation, mm-hmm. empower them as protection actors who value women and girls, and not to only let boys go to school and then women are left to be prepared for marriage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when these people, these boys and girls grow up, they will be able to be good parents who respect their wives, and in the generations to come, we will have a safe and protected environment for women and girls. Before these issues happen, like I said, we always do some preventive measures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, through our awareness raising, and then we have the referral pathways. We, like I said, we don't work, World Vision doesn't work in isolation. Mm. We work with partners. Health is very important for survivors of gender-based violence, especially sexual gender-based violence. Mm. And the success story is that more women and girls are able to report cases of gender-based violence, and then we link them to health services where they get help.